This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can, as we like to say, take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Find all the features there are free. Those other talk shows want to charge you for their sites. Always touting their $7 a month program. Or if you buy all 12 months, we'll give you it for $50 or whatever their deal is. We give you everything they've got, most likely, and more, in our website for free. Go ahead, check it out. I guarantee you. Or your money back. freetalklive.com. No, it's serious. I mean, really, I've put the challenge out there. Please, find me a radio show pay site that has more than we have behind their paywall, that has more behind their paywall than we have for free at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, how would we know? We don't pay what their stuff is, but I just suspect that it's very unlikely.
Yeah, just fine. I'm just curious. If it's out there, send it to me.
I mean, we've got, 4 years almost of episodes for free?
Yeah, back to late 2006. So, almost, yeah. So head on over, enjoy freetalklive.com, and we continue taking your phone calls. We go to ladies first. Mama Allie is with us listening in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mama Allie. Are you all right, by the way?
I feel like I got in a really bad car accident.
It was, instead of a collision with another vehicle, it was a police officer. I've heard what happened. I saw some of the pictures. Let our listeners know what went down.
We were going downtown to go put out some menus like we always do on Friday night, and we were parking, and I looked over, and there's four cops surrounding this guy, and so I went over there. I had my camera on me, so I went over there, and I was like, hey, man, are you okay? And he looked at me, and he was like, didn't hear me, and I was like, are you okay, man? And he looked at the cops, and I guess they were fixing to be done or whatever, and he realized they were fixing to let him go, and he was like, yeah, I'm okay. And I was like, all right, and I went to walk off. And they just started, like, bum-rushing me, and I, like, pulled out my camera real fast and turned it on. As soon as they saw the camera turn on, it was crazy. It was like Gizmo to Gremlin transformation. It was insanity, like, instantly. And they were like, give me that camera. And I wouldn't let them have a camera, and I, like, fought them away, and then I threw the camera, and then they just, like, tackled me into the concrete. And I'm not sure what all injuries I have, but they're bad. Like, the more... they're just sitting in more and more. I almost can't even move my arm or my collarbone.
Oh.
But it's bad. It's not cool at all. It definitely made me lose a lot more faith in whether or not we're going to be able to fight this war and win in a peaceful manner. It's really rough out there right now. And I want people to be really, really careful because they don't care. And they're hurting people really bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there are peaceful ways to deal with things. This is a call to war for us. We're not doing it peacefully anymore.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to disagree there. I mean, if you become violent, then that just gives them an excuse to be even more violent, Mama Allie.
I mean, excuse, Ian. They're doing it anyways. They're beating our people on the streets every day anyways.
That's why I moved to New Hampshire. That's
anything.
Why
I didn't touch anyone. I didn't even say anything to them, yeah. Ian. Not one word.
Oh, I know.
Just take a video.
I know.
You know, they're doing it anyway. I'm just telling you guys yourself. I'm not saying go out there and be aggressive. I'm saying protect yourself because they're going to whoop your ass.
Well,
and it's not cool. And it hurts.
It does. And that's why people are coming here to New Hampshire, because they know that there's no chance anywhere else out there that these people are becoming more aggressive. They are becoming more violent, and they're getting away with it. I mean, we just read a story a moment ago about a woman who was locked in a cage in 108 degree weather, and she died of heat exhaustion after the COs, the corrections officers, refused to bring her any water and laughed at her because, you know, it's really funny locking a woman in a cage like that.
Yeah, this situation with Mama Allie, you know, it's heart-wrenching. The idea that public servants would be so, blatantly obvious
service.
That they don't want to be videotaped, that they would attack somebody who just is offering to, you know, keep an eye on the employees that we all pay. It's heart-rending. And, I mean, you can hear the injuries that she's sustained and the pain that she's had.
I've seen the pictures of the injuries. I don't know if they were up on Facebook, but Meg was showing me them earlier tonight. And it's just absolutely outrageous.
It's bad this time, and I don't know what to do. You know, I'm trying to have faith in these people, and I'm trying to look for the good souls out there. I really am. But when you see something like that, and, you know, I can't really move.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad. You know, I don't even know what to tell my daughter. You know, she's like, looks at me, and she's crushed because they crushed me. It's awful. How deep it reaches into your family is awful. And I don't know what to do. I feel so outnumbered out there in the streets. And so, you know, you understand that they never booked my camera in evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Never. My footage is still right now missing. All of it. You know, we got lucky. We went to the gas station that it actually happened at. They have two cameras right there. And the guy said he's going to give me the footage.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which is really great for me because the officer actually, because she knew she was wrong and she had to cover it like quickly. She was like, she pushed me, which I never touched her. And I'm sure all of the footage is going to show all of that. But that's how all of my charges were accrued. I got simple battery on an officer, all kinds of stuff. I never did touch or talk to any officers. And then because I asked for my attorney, they chained me up like an animal and threw me on the floor to bleed for hours. For hours, Ian, because I asked for my attorney. Because I wouldn't speak to them and cooperate in their way. They zip-tied my feet to my stomach and let me bleed on the floor.
My gosh.
Savannah PD is very violent. The police department in our town is very, very violent. And if I had a message to tell everybody, it would be careful and arm yourselves. Don't wait for them to hurt you because they're gonna, do it.
If you arm yourself and you go, I understand what you're saying. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, they're gonna be violent. But if you do something of violence toward them, then that gives them the excuse to kill you.
Right. It takes all the sacrifice that you've made, and this is a sacrifice. And you've got that video, and maybe it will do something. It's a preponderance of the video.
She doesn't have the video yet. For all we know, they'll go in and intimidate the store owner.
They didn't enter it in evidence.
No. She's talking about the store, the gas station. The gas station owner told you that he would give you the video, right?
Yes.
But you don't have it.
She has a guy, a manager, coming in on Monday that's going to search through and get it for me, hopefully.
Stay in contact with them.
Yeah, definitely get your hands on that as soon as you possibly can, because the last thing you want is the police.
Yeah, for sure. You know, because I don't know where my camera's at or if it'll ever be retrieved. But, like, I know I want my footage so bad, because it is right in it. And you can hear me begging them not to hurt me. You know, and you can hear everything and see how far she was from me so that she can't even act like I pushed her or anything crazy delusional she brought up in her head to make it right to do what they did. It's all on that camera.
Mama Ellie, were there any other witnesses around?
It was at a gas station. There was tons of witnesses around, but pretty much the only ones that will testify are the drunk homeless guy I was trying to help.
Right.
And G.
Yeah.
And so that's not going to be very good.
Sure.
Witnesses aren't
just for me, you know. But, I mean, if we get that footage, I was right underneath two cameras at the gas station. So,
wow.
You know, unless I was in the little blind spot where they V off for a little bit, we might have missed a little bit like that because I was directly underneath them. But I think when I was backing away from them, trying to get away from them, I think I backed right into where the camera shoots. So I think we're probably going to get lucky on that if we can get that footage on Monday.
Well, I hope that that footage comes out and it exonerates you and that leads maybe to a settlement or something like that. But either way, I just don't see any future for freedom anywhere else but here in New Hampshire. I mean, I hope we can get everybody that's as concerned as you are that has had these experiences or knows people that have had experiences like this to come up here and to get active here and get everybody together in the same place, because I can tell you the cops here, if you have a video camera around, it's like no big deal. They're totally used to it. I'm not to say that something like that couldn't happen, like some newbie on the squad loses it or whatever, but I've never heard of anything like that happening up here. And I was scared to death of the cops in South Florida. Here, I just don't have that same fear. Thank you, Mama Allie. I hope you get well soon, and I appreciate the story tonight.
Yeah,
glad you're still with us.
You've got to have these surreptitious cameras or cameras.
Quick.com.
Quick.com is streaming live to the Internet.
Q-I-K. If you had been streaming it, then that might have changed things a little bit.
Or freedomcam.net for the pen cams or something.
All right, we're coming up here. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And by the way, if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. Our archives are free right there on the front page of the site. You go back for the last week, and then if you click into the archive section, you go back all the way to late 2006. All free, but brought to you by HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website there with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator can host you. If you go through our portal, that's hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here, 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts and right back into your phone calls. We just heard from Mama Allie, who is one of my heroes, by the way. She is an agorist entrepreneur. She's somebody who has created her own business out of her own home and is doing it without government permission. She's delivering food, delicious southern cooking, to people
really is.
In the Savannah area, and has been doing it around the clock 24/7 for the last couple of years. And it's an amazing success story, and she's looking to – I know she's writing a book right now. And
how you can do it too.
Yeah, to how essentially you can duplicate what it is that she's done there with the last biscuit in Savannah. And recently she's gotten into the ideas of the Liberty Movement and has kind of become more affiliated with folks in the movement. And as you can hear, you know, she had a camera with her and she saw the cops messing with somebody on the street, and she decided to come up and do a little bit of cop watching. And she probably didn't think that was going to result in a severe beating from the photos that I saw.
And lies.
And what now?
Lies.
Lies, but
the
police.
Yeah, the police lied about, she attacked us and stuff.
Right, right, of course.
There's a group of us, and she ran out and attacked us.
And I'm fortunate in that I've never been beaten by the police, thank goodness. So I can't really completely empathize with, I've been beaten before, but not by the police. So I can't totally empathize with her on how she might be feeling after something like that. But I can have some empathy for her, and I can understand the frustration that must be involved in that, or at least some level of the frustration. But it doesn't justify violence.
Well, I don't know whether justification isn't really at hand here. I think it does justify violence. Violence does justify violence. I don't think it works. So,
well, it creates more violence when you
use violence. You said justify.
Okay, fine.
So if you're gonna use terms like that, then in fact it does justify. If somebody strikes you, you are justified in striking them back. That's a justification. It doesn't help. It doesn't forward the situation. It doesn't work. I completely understand that she's hysterical. I mean, she's been treated horribly, and that's not really the issue at hand. She's handling it properly, even though she's very upset. She's doing the right thing. So that's here and there. What I would say is that you take the opportunity and you look at what happened and you see how could we have changed this? What could have been better? And I would say what could have been better? A backup camera that the cops didn't know about. A surreptitious camera, like one of those pen cams.
Problem in that situation, you'd have to have it with you all the time. It'd have to be charged up and ready to go all the time.
They've got watch cams too.
Sure. No, I understand that. I mean, if you've got it charged up and with you at all times, then that's a useful thing to have. Because then if you've got a main camera and you've got a backup camera and they steal your main camera and they break it, then they probably won't even think to look for a hidden cam. That's just not going to be on their mind. So it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. You just have to make sure it's charged. Because I've got one of the keychain cams and a couple of different hidden cams. But if you don't have that thing plugged in that day or that morning to make sure that you get that battery charged up, when you go to turn it on, it's not going to turn on. So you've got to have it prepped. Every night you've got to charge that, take it off the charger, and you've got to get into a habit. That having that thing ready to rock requires you to have a habit formed. Quick.com, I think, is incredibly useful. If you've got a smartphone, QIK.com, go grab this mobile app. It's totally free. And within, you install it on your phone, and then within a few presses of your phone, you can have live video streaming to the internet. Go ahead, grab my camera, smash it on the ground. I mean, my video has already gone out at that point. It's online, and you can have it so Quick actually links into your YouTube account. So even if they were to go, even if they were to take your phone and go in to somehow try to delete your video from Quick,
they can't delete it from YouTube.
Right, it's already up on YouTube after it's finished uploading to Quick. So
people are watching it when they're trying to erase it all.
And, of course, if you lock your phone, then they can't get into your phone either. So having a multiple of different options at your hands is certainly important. But one camera is better than no cameras, and three cameras is better than one. And, of course, more people with cameras also helps as well. So if you've got a friend with you and they've got a camera, that increases your odds that the cops aren't going to be as outrageous in their behavior. But we talked to George Donnelly yesterday at georgedonnelly.com about how the police literally piled on him when he was out in front of a federal courthouse with a video camera, and he was the only guy with a camera there. It sounded like Mama Allie was also the only person with a camera on that scene, so when they outnumber you and they know they can take your camera away from you, then they will do things that are horrific and violent. But if you outnumber
them, they can. Are more liable to
odds
it.
Are good. But if you outnumber them and you've got more than one camera, all of a sudden their behavior will likely change. So numbers are very important, which is why being around other activists is an important factor. And so join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Dennis, listening to WKHM in Michigan. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was saying Mommy Allie would be in big trouble up here in Michigan because we have the laws that you can't film anybody. That's
really?
How the police got around it. It's illegal to film anybody without their permission.
That's crazy, even in public.
So they tried to get it just for the police, and that didn't fly over, so they made it for everybody.
Now, are you sure that's filming somebody, or is it just audio? Is it just the audio track?
It's straight up filming.
They can film you,
but you can't film them.
Wait a minute. So no businesses have video cameras? I don't believe it.
Well, they have them, but you know, I don't know how they get around it. But you can't personally whip out a camera and film.
I would be
unless
curious,
you have their permission.
I'd be curious to learn more about that because usually the way those laws are written is it has to do with the audio track of the video, which basically means you can't film people. I see where you're coming from, but
right.
Frequently in a convenience store or gas station or something like that, the video cameras don't have audio running. It's just video,
right.
Which would
well,
get them
security
around.
Cameras everywhere. We know that.
Okay, so then it's not illegal to film somebody. It's illegal to record the audio from that.
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't pull a camera out with a bunch of cops around. I guarantee that, not in this state.
Do you think they would be as violent?
Well, look how they attacked her. They were like hyenas.
Yeah,
I mean these guys are trained. They love it. They love it.
Yeah, any chance they get to beat somebody's butt, they will take it.
Notice how the one officer immediately jumps to saying that, she attacked me. And it makes me wonder so often how many of these charges where people are given, you know, their charges are dropped from assault on a law enforcement officer to simple assault. I wonder why. I mean,
anybody in the right mind wouldn't attack, you know, four or five policemen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just insanity right there.
Absolutely right. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it. I'm just glad we picked you up, guys, up finally. Now, I've never listened to you before, and you're quite interesting.
Well, thank you. Call Mark over there at WKHM, the program director. Tell him thank you, because it's more important for him to hear that than it is for me. But I appreciate it anyway, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That applies to everybody listening on the radio. Call your local program director. Tell them thanks for putting Free Talk Live on the air. More coming up. You take control.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including our archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies who have sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, again talking to Mama Allie here this particular hour, she told her story about what happened to her over the last, I guess it was a few days ago, where the police in Savannah, Georgia severely beat her for daring to pull out a video camera in a public place and record the police harassing somebody over at a gas station. The good news is, besides the fact that she's basically laid up and completely immobile from the beating that she took from these cops, the good news is that apparently the video cameras at the gas station did record the incident, and hopefully she'll be getting her hands on that recording here within the next few days. So I hope that ends up working out for her, but it's so unlikely that any cops will be held accountable for their actions in cases like this. We've had case after case after case of police abusing people and getting away with it, physically harming human beings, and getting away with it. Just last hour, we read you a story from Arizona's Maricopa County, where at one of the prisons there, they killed a woman. The corrections officers killed a woman by putting her in an outdoor cell for the purposes of torture in the desert heat and not giving her any water. She died. Her body core temperature was 108 degrees when they tested it after death. And no one's being charged. Everything is no problems here. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Okay, yeah, we're going to retrofit the cell. We're going to put some water. We're going to put a water fountain out there, and now everything's fine. We're not going to charge any of these guys with neglecting this prisoner because, well, she was a prostitute, and she doesn't deserve anything, any kind of human treatment. Prostitutes aren't human beings. Now, of course, they didn't say that. They're not going to come out and say that. But these corrections officers, some of them are, you know, professionals, and they do the best they can. And I don't think those people are working at the prison in Maricopa County.
But, I don't know. There's bound to be some of them.
Yeah, but so a lot of these people, they're sadists. They're sick. They know they can hurt people, and they know they can get away with it. And they take these jobs for that express purpose.
Well, I think you should, if you're going to point out Maricopa County, then I think you should focus on that. Different correctional officers.
There are sadists all around the country in correctional institutions.
Indeed.
They take the jobs because they know they'll have the opportunity to hurt people who they believe should be hurt. They believe that...
My experience was not that the majority of them were not that way.
Doesn't matter if the majority of them are not that way.
Just make it clear.
If you end up at the end of the butt of a gun of a sadistic officer, then it doesn't matter what the majority do, right? Because then you're getting beaten or possibly put in a cell and ignored.
Correctional officers don't carry guns. It's not a good idea to arm a guy who's...
I see what you're saying. Whatever. You know what I'm saying, though, mm-hmm. right? If you ended up at the backside of their baton, then it wouldn't matter to you.
Give anybody a weapon that you don't expect them to get taken away from them in a prison.
They have something in there. I think they've got tasers.
It depends on where.
Like
when you're talking about jail, maybe. But I, my experience is that correctional officers do not carry weapons at all.
Okay.
They might have a heavy flashlight.
Okay. Then their flashlight or the end of their fist.
Yeah. So
my point being,
their weapon is the radio.
If you're being beaten by these officers, and we've seen video footage of them beating on people in jails. Remember the one where they threw the girl up against the wall and commenced beating on her after that? Yeah.
That was still, I think that was under questioning circumstances.
I don't care what the circumstances were. They're beating somebody.
They don't put cameras in jails that you're going to be able to find. They're not going to get that footage to you.
What do you mean?
That gets lost when somebody gets beaten, I'm afraid.
So, these people are getting away with hurting people because they believe they're bad. They believe they're criminals, and so it doesn't matter. And nobody cares. People on the outside very rarely care about what happens to people inside these correctional institutions.
They don't think it could ever happen to them or anybody they love.
Oh, well,
boy,
right.
Are they wrong.
Well, my family, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and those people broke the law. And so, if they got beaten while they were in jail, then who cares? They're criminals. It's just this kind of way of just brushing off other human beings as though that they are somehow less deserving of humane treatment. Now, I could understand if you were talking about somebody who was a killer, like somebody who is a torturer, some kind of a sick, twisted, sadistic murderer himself being in jail and,
Jeffrey Dahmer kind of guy.
Yeah, him getting beaten up. Oh, okay. Who's going to really bat an eye at that?
But right, I didn't feel bad when Jeffrey Dahmer got it in prison.
But to just write off everybody who's in a jail cell as equivalent to Jeffrey Dahmer is just not fair. And this woman in Maricopa County was in for because she was a prostitute. And I thought it was important to come back around to the whole prostitution issue because, as I pointed out earlier, it's not going away. Go ahead, lock them up, keep locking them up, and guess what? New women will become prostitutes in order to replace them. Because as long as there's a demand for a product or a service, somebody is going to flaunt the law in order to provide that product and service. As long as somebody wants to get high, somebody's going to sell them drugs. Doesn't matter if you put the death penalty on selling a drug. Somebody is going to take that risk in order to make that sale. Now, it's going to cost a lot. And indeed, prohibition raises prices of drugs, raises prices of prostitution. Same thing. If somebody wants to have sex, somebody is going to have sex with them. And they're going to charge for it. And it doesn't matter how many stings the cops do. It doesn't matter how big the publicity stunts they make. Oh, we busted 20 prostitutes last night on U.S. 41 in South Florida. So, come on out the next week. There'll be 20 more. It doesn't matter. And so, is there anybody out there that really thinks that they can somehow end prostitution by continually putting women in jail for this?
I think that they're hoping to diminish the amount of it going on, but what they don't understand is they're increasing the damage done by it. More disease, more battered women as a result, more customers.
Battered Johns.
Yeah, get beaten up and their money taken from them. You drive it underground, you turn it into a crime, and then you're going to get a criminal element that runs it. Take a look at how things run out in Nevada. You break the triangle of drugs, prostitution, and violence, and then, it's not there anymore. If you allow peaceful people to do the same things that they're normally doing, which is paying for goods and services and having sex, to combine those two things, and everything will be fine. I understand that some people think that, husbands will cheat on their wives and all that kind of stuff.
They already are.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, it's happening anyway.
Let's go to your phone calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts on prostitution. Legalize it. It's the only humane thing to do. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Travis listening in West Virginia. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Travis. What's on your mind tonight?
I was responding to the Mama Allie, I guess her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very, very sad situation, but she does make a very good point. It's going to get to the point where we're going to have to encounter force with force. And, I don't want to see it go to a violent situation, but it's going to eventually get to that point. And the Free State Project, I'm signed on as a member, and I think it's a good thing, but, what makes you think the feds won't come in on you?
What makes me think it? I guess just the way I'm living now. I used to feel the same way as you did, Travis. I mean, I thought that there was really no other way but to fight back, and that you had to draw a line for yourself. And upon that line, you had to do something. I've changed my mind. I think that peaceful people can actually have a change, and they have a better chance of making a change than people who are, with their trigger finger getting a little itchy, just ready to do something, because those are the kind of people that nobody has sympathy for. Those are the kind
crazy
of people. Yeah. I mean, they want you put in a cage. They want you put it 6 feet under.
They'll paint you as a Looney Tunes if you fight back against the government guys. And it's what happens every single time. We'll bring it back here if you want. Hang on. If you want to respond to that. Hey, 800-259-9231. And I'm with you, Mark. I have the same mentality, man. I was ready to go. You guys come in, raid me, and I'm going to take you out. See how many of you I can take out before I go down, that kind of thing. And ever since I moved here, I've shifted my perspective. We'll talk more about it in moments.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. If you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Right back to the phones here. Travis, listening in West Virginia, you're back on Free Talk Live. Travis, explaining to us that you're frustrated, as I have been, that you're thinking that it's going to come down to violence, us versus the government, that kind of thing, and you wanted to respond. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Free State Project is a very good thing, and I'm all for, you know, peaceful activism and all of that, but after the Free State Project, you know, gets so big and a lot of people start moving to New Hampshire, what makes you think the feds won't come in and use violence on you to stop it?
What kind of evidence do you have of that happening?
I don't have any evidence, but it's very likely.
What do you think they're going to do? Round people up? Drop a nuke? What do you think? Tanks?
Well, once you guys start making positive progress, the government will do whatever to, you know, get their way. That's what they do.
there's positive progress being made, you know, in different places, and you can see that the government hasn't used violence and force. It's difficult in this day and age, in the age of cameras, to just, you know, use wholesale force to get what they want.
Well, and they can't just roll
it. If they were smart, they would have gone ahead and put bullets in the heads of leaders of the Free State Project,
people that appear
to be leaders of the Free State Project. They would have done that years ago.
Well, and it's not like they can just roll in a tank into a compound, firebomb the place, and be done with it. People are spread all across New Hampshire.
They just have houses. They just live here.
Right. So, I mean, if you can't think of what they might do, I mean, I can think probably the worst case would be dropping a nuke or rounding people up and executing them or something like that. And I think it seems pretty unlikely. But even if that's what it comes down to, well, at least I've had fun up until that point. I mean, this has been the most fun that I've ever had in my whole life up here being with these activists. And to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, if they want to come and use the final solution against us or something like
which
that.
Which I don't think likely.
It seems very unlikely, but so be it. I mean, because if you do nothing now, then it's likely going to go there anyway, right? So why not get together with other like-minded people and do something, regardless of what the fears might be?
Well, I'm currently in the process of starting a Students for Liberty association at my university, Concord University, and so hopefully that will get more people involved around my area. There's
great.
Not many liberty-minded people. So.
Well, if you're doing Students for Liberty, then definitely let them know about the Free State Project, because young people are certainly more mobile and more able to pick up and make a move. And, Travis, thank you for the call tonight. And I hope that you'll find, Travis, by the way, in retrospect, that once you get here to New Hampshire and you get around other people and you get infected by the positive atmosphere up here,
the desperation goes away.
That whole, let's, get prepared for the bitter, violent end thing kind of slips away. And it's just, that's what happened to me. I kind of had a big shift in my life.
Happens when you take the frontiers away. There are no more frontiers on the world. Everything's sort of populated. It used to be that the people that wanted more liberty could go to a place with more liberty. Now, that's not true. I mean, you can't go in the woods without some warden coming along and telling you, hey, you can't have that tent here. You've got, whoa, you caught that fish out of season, blah, 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 you know.
I know if I want peace, I'm not going to get there through violence.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and talk to Jeff in Charleston, listening to WVTS. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, Charleston. Going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's been a few months ago, but I was on my way home from work, and I was pulled over by the cops. And, I asked him why I was being pulled over, and he said I was driving suspicious. So he went on asking if I had anything in the vehicle, and I said no. He asked if he could search it, and I said, well, I'm trying to get home, no. And he said, well, it's going to be a lot quicker you getting home because I'm going to call a dog in to sniff around your car. So a few more of them show up, about two more patrol cars, and they keep asking me to search the car. And then finally they started accusing me of being intoxicated.
Oh, boy.
And jerked me out of the car, slammed me on the back of the car, handcuffed me, ripped through my car, ripped my speakers apart, everything.
Wow.
Didn't find anything.
Punishment.
Came back there, unhandcuffed me, sent me on my way. No ticket, no nothing.
Yeah, you had to put your car together on the side of the road, though.
Yeah. These cops are getting, just probably a week ago, an 80-year-old man, a police officer jerked him off his ATV, slammed him down, sent him to the hospital.
Yep, we talked about that story, I think it was either earlier this week or last week on the program. Now, of course, there's likely nothing you can do about this, right? I mean, they just completely violated your rights, and it was on the flimsiest of pretenses, but what could you do? File a complaint, which they'll then file in the circular file?
Yeah, and, you drop through and they'll pull over every time you see you.
Yep.
I mean, there's really nothing, and, this happens all the time, but everybody's afraid to come forward with it.
Sure.
Because they'll harass you.
Man, I can empathize with you, dude.
I could tell you, there's a city council person I know that's in this town, and he voted against something that had to do with raises for the cops or something like that in town. And he said he couldn't drive anywhere in town without getting pulled over for 6 months.
Amazing.
I mean, they pulled him over, I think it was a dozen times in 6 months. If you can imagine what that's like.
If you love liberty, get thee to New Hampshire. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. Let's talk to Dave, also listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, funny that the last guy from Illinois had a similar story. I actually got arrested in Illinois for my friend kicking someone in the junk, which was interesting because apparently I conspired to kick the guy.
So your friend did the kicking, but you ended up getting arrested.
Yes. He got arrested too, but I was conspiring because he told me he was going to do it.
Wow.
But, yeah,
and
I got
what were you supposed to do to stop him?
I don't know. Good word, maybe. I have no idea.
You were charged with assault. What ended up happening?
Well, I went to the jail. They stripped me down and everything. And when I was stripped down, the guy actually, they had two prison guards. One of them was facing outward. The other one faced into the shower. And one of them grabbed my junk, pinned me up against the wall, deep shot at me. And then he's like, hey, we don't do stuff like this. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything. But, you know, he thought that was cool.
He grabbed your junk and took a cheap shot at you?
Yeah, well, the other guy watched the door to make sure no one came in.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. But so after that, when I was actually finally getting ready to leave, they weren't going to let me use my own money for bail. So I had to call somebody else to come bail me out. But when I was on my way out, the dude... said I was smiling too much. Apparently, I was too happy to be leaving the jail.
Mm.
He made me sit in another cell for another hour after I'd already been there for over 24. So
while your friend was waiting out front for you, they just made them wait another hour.
Yeah, I was only 19, so actually, I was waiting for me. And I never got to call my parents, so they were kind of like, where are you at?
Wow. Thanks for the story. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
The situation with the prostitution is kind of like the chicken and the egg. And let's just pretend for a second that we all believe in creationism. So the chicken came first. So prostitution is the root cause of a lot of the problems, only because that majority of the prostitutes are drug addicts. And if you have legalized prostitution, which I'm in favor of that, I'm in favor of legalized marijuana, whatever.
Great.
Let's tax it and let's fix the roads and schools. But the problem is, and they've had studies in Sweden, et cetera, the underground drug addicts will always be there, and they'll just keep lowering their prices, the disease, et cetera, because it will, you know, prostitution will level off. It'll become an industry. They'll track it. You know, this time last year, we made $120,000. This year, we might only make $100,000. But you'll still have that, and it's a terrible thing. The drug addiction will cause women to be prostitutes.
Indeed, but you know, and let's suppose they do compete in the marketplace as you know, outs illegal. There's still going to be the standard in the marketplace where people are tested, where women are tested, and you know, it's gonna cause the people who are competing illegally to have to compete with people that are tested. And I think that'll increase the chance or decrease the chance that you would get some kind of horrible disease.
No, see, that's where I hate to beg to differ, because what happens is these prostitutes, especially the drug addicts, become very aggressive, and they will approach a gentleman who might not go to the legalized version, offer them such an incredible amount of low price, etc. And they just, you know, men will be men.
Buyer beware. I mean, if that's
right.
Yeah.
You know, if you manage to go get yourself diseased from, you know, dealing with a streetwalker, it's difficult for me to feel bad.
When you could have gone down
correct.
The street to the bunny ranch.
I'm just talking about how you can minimize. You'll never be able to get rid of the bad attributes of prostitution, but you can minimize
it. True, absolutely. And I wish we had more time to discuss it. We are out of it. I thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. But, of course, if you're going to legalize prostitution, you should also legalize all drugs, and then the women that are drug addicts won't have to necessarily be prostitutes in order to afford their habits. They wouldn't have to. Anyway, we're out of time. If you want to talk more about it, you can call us tomorrow night for the Sunday show with the co-host edition tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.